Hi, I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, and welcome to The Deadline, podcast of the NJGHS. We have some announcements. We have our cemetery hunts coming up. Actually, the next one is going to be on August 18th. The rain date will be the 19th. We're still in the works for figuring out which cemetery it's going to be, so stay tuned to the website. It's njghs.net, and it's right on the homepage. I'll have it posted what cemetery we'll be going to. The cemetery hunt will run from 9 to 10 p.m., and you must be a member of the NJGHS in order to participate and bring your own equipment. And yes, I do have to qualify that because we've had people show up with, like, not even, you know, a disposable flash camera, you know.
So. I will take deposits for equipment.
Yeah, right? We have our meetings that are going to start up again next month in September. All meetings run from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The first one up at bat is in Hazlitt. That's on September 6th in the Hazlitt Library at 251 Middle Road. Your team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, will be leading that meeting. That's the Central Jersey Division. After that, on September 19th, is the Northwest Jersey Division. That's the one that I lead out in Hackettstown at the Community Center, which is located at 293 Main Street. Again, that's September 19th. And then after that is the Northeast Division, headed up by Laura Lindemann. That's on September 28th in the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota, New Jersey. Now, for those of you who, I don't know if you've ever checked out the website, it's something that's becoming kind of fun for me to stop by and look at every so often, newsoftheweird.com.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I picked out a couple to read to share with all of you, so... And these are, you know, by the time you're listening to this, it's probably a couple weeks old, so bear with me, but I thought they were fun. Well, here we go. A 47-year-old man was arrested in Milwaukee in June and charged with stabbing a 54-year-old man, according to the police report, over an argument about not having an argument. Now, this is like stupid stuff, okay? I'm going to stab you because we're having an argument about not having an argument. Marine veteran Christopher Marlowe, 25, was arrested in New Orleans in June and charged with shooting Army veteran Eric Bielman after an argument over which branch of the service is tougher. So let's see, that was Marines versus Army. You know, those Marines, they're always doing stuff. They're always like, oh, we're the toughest.
That's because that's why they're called jarheads.
Is that why? Why? What does that stand for?
Jar, what's a jar? It's empty, jarhead, no head, no brain.
Oh, interesting. I'm just like so not into that whole military speak.
You see, this is how it goes. What they do is when there's a
war. You're a Navy guy, right, Brian?
Ex-Navy, yes.
Ex-Navy guy.
What we do is they send the Marines in first. They're the cannon fodder. They're supposed to go there and get killed.
Oh, nice.
Now, the Army, they come up behind them. They're the one who cleans up the bodies and clean up whatever's mess is left there. The Air Force, they fly overhead. They drop the bombs. I said, Navy, what do? We sit miles and miles off the shore. We lob missiles at you.
And catching a tan.
Exactly.
You got your finger on the button. I'll have some beans with those Franks. Oh, wait, let me hit this button here. Can you get going? Do we have any more SPF 15? Okay, so that's how the military works, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, Brian. Now I get it. Let's see, more stupid arguments. Pamela Majdan, 23, was charged with domestic battery in Wooddale, Illinois on Memorial Day after allegedly repeatedly beating her sister, Joyce, who's 31, in a dispute over who caught the most pieces of candy tossed during the town's holiday parade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, who won?
I guess the one who got arrested.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, this is John Zaffis, author of Shadows of the Dark. Welcome to another evening of Deadline, hosted by New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. I hope you enjoy the show.
Okay, it's time for Parashare. Thanks to those of you who took time to write in and share your great ghostly encounters and paranormal experiences, you're now entered in the monthly drawing for membership in the NJGHS. And if you haven't already, please send in your Parashares to thedeadline@njghs.net. Or you can use the handy form that we have on the Deadline page of the njghs.net website. And if your story really rocks, you'll actually come into the studio and tell us about it yourself right on the show. So travel's at your own expense, but we're only in Parsippany, so it's not too bad. And in fact, we're going to have a visitor tonight, but due to vehicle problems, which we all know what that's like, he can't physically be here. But on the phone with us tonight is Bradley Shane. He's from Lyndhurst, New Jersey, and he is sharing with us an amazing parashare. Welcome, Bradley. How are you?
Yeah, very good.
Good, good. Listen, so what happened now? Set this up for us. You made a recording, or you play guitar or something. You were in a folk group or something with your sister?
Yeah, my sister and I used to play country western music semi-professionally for about 10 years.
Wow.
And I was just playing around one night recording, and... Well, I guess I should back up and say that sometimes when I was playing the guitar, I would hear a girl singing along with me when there was nobody else singing along.
And it wasn't your sister humming in the next room or anything?
Nothing.
Okay.
I heard this many times, and so much that I got used to and thought nothing of it. So one time, as I said, I was just playing around. I was flat picking on one recorder and playing chords and singing along with it when I played it back. And granted, the flat picking was pretty bad and off tune, but I was just playing around, nothing professionally, just in my mother's living room at the time. And I finished playing, and I thought I heard the girl singing along, and I didn't think anything of it. And suddenly my mother comes into the parlor, and she said, I heard that girl singing with you, what you were talking about. I heard the girl. And I said, you're kidding. I said, now? And she said, yeah. And I said, I was just recording what I played. So she was like, okay, shut everything down, run the recorder back, and lo and behold, you can hear a girl faintly singing along with me. There was definitely no one else singing with me.
Wow. I've listened to the recording, and I can say I can just make out a very faint other voice, you know, like, I don't know if it's a child's voice, but it's definitely either childlike or female, but it's faint, but... There's certain parts where I'm like, there's some other voice coming in there, you know? I can't describe it. People will just have to... I hope we can, when we get the recording put into the show, that it's got the clarity so that, you know, people can listen to it. And I know, Brian, you were filtering this in through a sound program to see if you could isolate the voice, but it's too faint.
Right, it's too faint.
For those of you who can't hear Brian, he said, right, it's too faint. Because his microphone right now is at the speakerphone to bring in Bradley's voice. So, but, it's faint, but you can tell there's something else there, huh?
There's definitely a voice there. But like I said, it's so faint, and I think also with the quality of the speakerphone that we're using right now, it's noise canceling. We're probably losing a lot of it.
Right. Right, but well, that's because, you know, now when we've listened to the recording, it's really been Bradley playing it over the speakerphone because he's at home, but he is going to send us the tape, and we'll be able to incorporate that, so when you all are listening to the Deadline, you'll hear the recording like more of a first hand, basically. It's only like a second generation, right, because it's a copy of your original?
That's correct.
So that the clarity should be a little bit better than trying to play it off a tape, you holding your phone to the speaker and then it coming over to us on a speakerphone. But in spite of that, just sitting here myself, I can tell that there's some other sound, whether it's a voice or a child's voice or someone singing, but there's parts in there where I can't tell if it's maybe... The certain chord that you're hitting on the guitar, is it making it sound like another voice, like kind of that strummy kind of, you know, or is it a voice? But well, that's where I'm looking forward to hearing the tape first run.
I've played a little bit of yours for friends, the original one, and I said, you know, I would kind of set them up, and I'd say, do you hear my sister singing along with me? And they'd listen, oh yeah. And I wouldn't tell them precisely, if, you know, I'd say a ghost singing along, I'd say, hear my sister sing. And they'd listen, and say, oh yeah, I hear her singing, yeah. And I'd say, no, she's not.
Wow. Yeah. Now, where were you living, or where was this recording
made? This was
done
right in my mother's house in Lyndhurst.
Right in Lyndhurst. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And you said it's about 15 years ago?
About that, 15, 20.
Wow. Okay. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's something you need to have.
Now, if you were to pick up the guitar now, do you think you could still get her to sing along?
Well, I'll tell you the funny thing. After she was recorded, I never heard it again.
Wow.
Never again.
Huh.
So it's something like scared her off or something when she knew she was recorded and that was it.
Uh-oh. Maybe she went off to find a, you know, certain kind of ghostly lawyer who could secure her royalty fees.
Maybe.
Well, Bradley, thank you so much for sharing that with us for ParishShare. I really appreciate it. And stay tuned to the August 11th show. That's when you're going to hear this playing. And I'm looking forward to getting that tape from you. So
I'll send it out.
All right. Thanks. Have a good night.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This one?
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Rick Fisher of the Paranormal Society of Pennsylvania, and you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hi, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Okay. And this is where you get to really test your ghostly knowledge and paranormal knowledge. So last week we asked you, what is the name of the restaurant in Jacksonville, Florida, where the apparition of Alpha Painter is spotted? And the answer is Homestead. Homestead Restaurant, Jacksonville, Florida. So check her out. Now this week's question has a skill level of easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Okay? Now we all know the story of the Bell Witch. Okay? It's been done to death, one film after another. The famed poltergeist and documented haunting of the John Bell family. Now, here you go. What was the Bell Witch's full human name? Okay, yes, the first and the last name is needed to qualify as answering correctly.
Hillary Clinton?
That's the Bell... Well, no. I'm not even going to... No, I'm going to be nice. Because I don't personally know Hillary, so I can only go by what I've heard of how, you know, a lot of people refer to her as a witch, but beginning with a B. But I cannot comment because I've never met the woman, so... And I never hold judgment until I personally know the person. But there's a lot of bitches out there that I do know.
She's one.
All right. So anyway, if you know the real human name, the first and last name of the Bell Witch, and you are the first person to email it to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, you'll win the CD crafted by our own Brian Sant of our earlier shows. And a bumper sticker of the NJGHS.
Life don't get better than that.
And it's the famous slogan, right? Tell them, Brian, that you came up with.
Hunk once if you're haunted, twice if you're possessed.
Very good. And that's a good bumper sticker to have on your car. Especially in New Jersey, because with everybody who's, bonking and honking and, you're like, there goes another possessed individual.
Actually, it'd be kind of funny. If I'm like in a traffic jam and some guy's blowing his horn behind me, I just park my car, walk out, say, excuse me, are you possessed?
I know, right? Although I have to say, I have the banner, which has kind of fallen off the back windshield of my car. I got to retape it. But when you have it on top, it says NJGHS.net. And on the bottom, it says New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. I pulled in to get gas today. And the gas attendant actually, I'm trying on my cell phone to call into my boss and let him know I'm going to be late. And this guy is like, excuse me, steady customer, what is the ghost, or have you seen ghost? And I'm like, and I'm trying to motion him, like, dude, like, hold on, I'm trying to talk to my boss here. But anyway, so I leave the message for my boss, and this gentleman was really, he saw the back windshield, and he wanted to know, what ghosts have I seen, what do I do? And I gave him a business card, told him to check out the site, and I was like, you can hear them, and you can see them. Granted, it's not like Spielberg level, seeing, but it's what
budget,
we capture.
It would be.
if we could get a full body apparition to cooperate, yeah, you're right. But so anyway, so... You never know. I mean, I should put a little something, too. Like, if you ever see my little black Hyundai on the roads of Jersey. Oh, and a shout-out to, actually, I got to tell you,
What?
There's a person, when I was out in Gettysburg, I forgot about this, that I was coming out of the hotel, and this woman standing there taking a picture of my car. So, for those of you, it's a little black Hyundai Elantra. It's got the new NJGHS website and banner across the back windshield. I come out and she's taking a picture of my car. So I'm kind of like trying to be inconspicuous and wait, but she's still taking pictures. So finally I'm like, I got to get going, I got to get over to the meeting. And so I said, are you done? She's like, oh, is this your car? So we got to talking and she thought it was set. However, she has a 12-year-old daughter. They live in East Hanover, New Jersey, and they find this fascinating. I didn't catch her name, but I did give her a business card. So she's going to have her daughter check out the site. So... There's a shout out to them.
Either that, or you're going to hear from her lawyer. Yeah, this woman hit me. I got pictures of her car.
Oh, please. No. But, when I used to have ghostchick.com on the back window, I used to get a lot of emails from people. Well, mostly guys. I don't know why.
Oh, I wonder why.
But, I got rid of that site because it wasn't getting the hits that NJGHS did. And I wanted to just focus on, our wonderful state and our ghosts and things. So,
well, of course, when our picture goes on any site, it always gets more hits.
This is true. This is true, ladies. I give you Brian Sand. Okay. All right. So anyway, stay tuned to our website. It's www.njghs.net. Or sign up, and definitely sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo groups. The link is right on our homepage. Same thing with Podcast Alley, is a link on the homepage as well as the deadline page of our site. You can vote for us because it's August.
And it's a new month.
Yep, so we need the votes. And check out Brian's picture on the Who's Who page. That's
him
in action. No, it's good. It's you in action, dude. That was right on an investigation. There's a little orb next to you, too. So it was like perfect. I couldn't have planned it better. Like, here's a nice picture of Brian with an orb, I think it's great. Anyway, so thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
As always, our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Laura Lindemann. And, of course, thanks to Don Slepian of donslepian.com for our wonderful theme song. And, of course, thanks to all you who are listening. Definitely, if you see my car on the road, shoot me an email. Let me know where and when you saw me. I think that's pretty fun, or give a beep. I've had people drive by and wave and, try to write signs real quick, and the one person's holding it up saying, I'm a member, So it's been funny. That was interesting on Route 80. I'm like, lady, I'm going to get into an accident, but she was trying to make sure her daughter held up the sign, But, yeah.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian. I want to let you know that due to some unforeseen technical difficulties, the show recording cut off. Right in the middle of part of the recording itself. I don't have any reason why it happened. Most likely we had some spiritual help, should we say, someone in there messing with the equipment, and I didn't see it. So I apologize for that, and I just wanted to thank you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you gotta meet the deadline.